Nice to meet you. My name is David Jones. I live up in Baltimore City, and I work there. I guess I should tell you a little bit about myself. Since most of you have not heard from me, you don't have my pamphlets, you haven't seen commercials, or actually, I don't think anybody's been able to run commercials that the media's kind of owned in this state. But I'm 32 years old, just old enough to run, and it's worth it. This country is worth everything that we have, our heart, our soul, our spirit, and I wouldn't be an American if I didn't run right now. It's hard to run at 32 years old, and as a Republican in Maryland. Actually, it's damn near impossible. However, Bob Ehrlich did get elected, didn't he? But why did he get elected? I don't think it's because Marvin Mallett was that great. I lived in Baltimore City, and he wasn't that great. When he was running, they talked about education and how they'd fix it, and I heard the crowd, yeah. They could barely muster anything. Because it's not that they're doing anything. It's just that this is a Democrat state. And yet, we had a Republican governor there for a moment. We had that governor because the Democrat Party put up a candidate that had nothing to her, just the name, Kennedy. That was it. It was an insult to the people of this state. There wasn't any history behind her. There wasn't any fight. There wasn't any leadership. The Democrats of this state were insulted. That's why Bob Ehrlich won. He was a good leader. He should have beat Martin O'Malley the first time. He should have beat him the second time. But why didn't he? Because Martin O'Malley did not insult the Democrats, and they are the vast majority of this state. We have to take that into consideration when we go up against them. We are at more than a disadvantage. You know, it's a miracle when we win. But that miracle is simply defined as American. When we stand for things that all Americans can enjoy, get on board with, understand, we win. We can't run Republican against Democrat. We have to run Democrat versus the man that will speak for the Republicans, but speaks for all. That's the man that wins. We have a debate coming up not too long from now, Friday, Ocean Pines. I don't know if you all have heard about it, but I hope you do come. We've had several debates, and unlike the presidential candidates, me and Richard, Robert and Daniel, we haven't gone after each other, not at all. We're all on the same page. But that's not what's going to win this race for us. We're going to have to think about something beyond where we'll stand as senators. We have to take the lead. And what is the lead? The final resolution, the law that will pass. Everybody knows where a Republican will stand. Everybody knows where a Democrat will stand. But what comes of this? After the arguing is done, or the compromising is done, or the dialogue is done, what kind of conduct do we have? In Washington right now, we have a war. We have arguments. We have, it's either the left or the right. And that's it. And we have to stand as far right as we can and as far left as we can. And I'm sorry, I'm 32 years old. I have a 4-year-old son. I make $32,000 a year. And what I've seen from my government in the last 10 years, with this swing left and right, is nothing being done for the majority of this country, which includes me and will include my son. And I'm tired of it. Got it. I don't mean to get too serious with you folks, but if I didn't think the situation was serious, I wouldn't be here. I know how unlikely it is that somebody like me could be a U.S. senator. But then I talk to people every day. You know, I'm not out there campaigning 24 hours a day. I get up and I go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. Go to apartments every day, fixing ceilings, fixing stoves, you know, chasing out the mice. I meet all kinds of interesting people, and they're all different. And they're all saying the same thing. They don't believe anymore. That's the biggest problem in this country. They don't believe it works anymore, that the system is broke, that capitalism has failed. That's an absolute lie. This system is a wonderful system. Our Constitution is a brilliant document. Our rights don't change. They're very human. They're truth. That's why they were written down for the first time in history. Because they're truths that last forever, no matter what the generation is. We've had generations for new. We've had generations for change. This is the time when we have to demand better. That's it. Of the people in DC, of the people in power, whatever you think you know, whatever you think you should do, by political persuasion, by spin, you have to remember, people rely on you. And people are hurting very much in this country, this rich, wonderful country. People are hurting, and they're scared. They don't know what's coming next. And they want leadership. They don't want Republicans. They don't want Democrats. They want leadership. We should give it to them, because this is the Republican Party's time. You will be coming into office. And if I go, it will not be just to represent Republicans. It will be to represent Americans. I hope I get your vote. Thank you.